thanks for listening to the Fit Cat View. My name's Trina. I'm joined by Kesta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's cold.
It is cold.
And we were going to talk about things that can help us stay motivated when it's cold, because nobody really wants to do a whole lot.
It's like hard to stay motivated and want to get outside and be active when it's winter.
Yeah.
We lose a little bit of motivation, I think, sometimes.
Right. So what kind of helps do you have for the person that just wants to hibernate until spring flowers come out and sunshine?
Oh, gosh. I think one of the things is, you know, it's important to stay active for different reasons. But a couple of things is sunshine and vitamin D. You know, we hear about that all the time. And also keeping warm. You know, when the rise in the body temperature occurs, it's also can be a soothing, calming effect on the body. So there's a couple of reasons, and it can also beat the winter blues. People can deal with that sometimes when the winter comes along, and a way to combat that is to stay active. What people, I think, have trouble with is actually wanting to get outside. You know, obviously you have to be careful, I mean, depending on what the weather conditions are, but, you know, layers. I mean, look at you. She's got her jacket.
Got my mittens.
And headband.
The headband. It helps.
It really does. And before you know it, actually, if you've been out there for a while, you forget about it. You get warmed up, and you can actually feel a lot better after you're done.
You're right. I mean, I really am not a fan of the cold weather, but there is something about it. I will bundle up and get out in the fresh air, and it makes all the difference to take in some of that clean air. I know it's crisp. I know it's brutal sometimes, but when you come back in and you've had that, you just get, again, that fresh air. Just taking that into the lungs makes a big difference. And you just feel like you've got the blood flowing, and it just kind of changes your perspective and outlook on the day.
Yeah. I think you're a little more positive. You're like, okay, if I can get out and do this, I can conquer anything for the
day. Really. And what kind of things that do you suggest doing when it's cold if you can't get outside? Because sometimes, you know, you've got that ice and it's slick outside and you are forced to stay inside.
You are forced. Absolutely. And we do have those conditions around here. So if you have stairs in your home, you can climb your stairs. That's one way to stay active. You know, we have access to our computers, to the internet. So if you don't want to hassle with a DVD, you can Google different exercises.
YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. And you can pop one of those on, and you don't have to do an hour. It can be 15, 20, 30 minutes. Seriously, that's really all it takes. You don't have to spend hours doing it. Another thing is, you know, just having some light weights. So some dumbbells, some kettlebells, just something simple, easy, or even the exercise bands. It doesn't have to be an actual, you know, a weight. You can just do exercise bands at a great resistance.
You can go to the pantry too. It's been said so many times, pull out the soup cans.
Yes.
You can find something in there usually that has a little bit of heft to it. And it doesn't take much, a few reps of that, and you'll get that blood going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, absolutely. It can be very simple. You don't have to make it complicated.
No, you're right. A few circuits. If you do, you know, maybe some crunches, some planks, mm-hmm. toe touches, and then some weights. You do that three times.
You've got a nice little workout for sure. Yeah, and if you can get out, if the weather's not too bad, but maybe it's not where you actually want to be active outside, but you can get to a gym. You know, you can obviously get to the gym. You can cycle. You can use the track. If there's a pool, you can swim. Those are some options. Also, you know, social activities. So they can have indoor you got basketball, you got volleyball, there's ice skating.
Yes.
There's all kinds of options that can also have that social aspect, which I think is also important. We can kind of, again, we want to hibernate and we just kind of shut everything out. But it's kind of nice to be in touch with people as well.
Yeah.
That helps our mood.
It really does. A lot of people like to get together and go out and eat. But sometimes when you're tired of doing that, you've had so many meals, you're feeling stuffed, get a group together and go for a walk or do some of those activities together. It's a great way to, you know, socialize and get some of those that exercise snuck in a little bit.
Absolutely. You know? Because this is a time of year where we do a lot of eating. We have, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and holiday parties and all kinds of things going on. And it can be difficult to combat some of that. And that's just one way to do it.
Yes. And then you can come into Copper King and Coffee Roasters and get a warm cup of coffee, because that's where we're hanging out today. It's been awesome for them to let us use their facilities. It's nice and cozy in here and smells wonderful.
Yes, it's nice and warm, and we have coffee to boot. So
yes,
absolutely.
All right. Well, we will be keeping you updated on the new things to come in 2019, the Fit Cat Few, and you can check out our calendar at fitcat.org. Thanks, Coach Kesta.
Thank you.